The weekend is over. Happy Labor Day. Everything situated. Everything done. So a lot of people, y'all might be on the go when y'all listen to this. Y'all might be on the way back to work. The traffic might be amazing, so be careful. But today's segment, okay? Today's segment is about culture vulture. Like, I was having a discussion with a couple of homies the other day. We was at the bar, and then, you know, culture vulture came up in the topic, and a lot of people were saying, a lot of people in the game, culture vulture, and, you know, it hit me. I was like, what's technically culture vulture? Or is it helping that next person grow? Because a lot of times, and I say a lot of times, because when this comes up, they bring up the boy Drake. My boy Drake does no wrong, you know. Straight from Canada, the boy doing everything he's doing. And not only is he doing that, he put niggas in the spotlight to grow. So when they say culture vulture, I'm just like, so was Wayne culture vulture? Y'all hottest rapper alive? Lil Wayne, was he culture vulture? I don't think so. He had the most features. Let Birdman, let Rick Ross say it. The most features. The boss said that. My nigga said he had the most feats. I was like, what's a feat? But features. The boy was on everything. He was the next thing. You couldn't listen to the radio where I'm from and not hear a Wayne anything. Wayne was on that shit. So when people say culture vulture, I'm like, that's been a thing since motherfucker. I think older people are just stuck in their ways where they want it to be something that they can only understand or take some. It doesn't, honestly, older people music don't take time to really think about it at all. A lot of the new music these days is damn near poetry and just speaking real life shit. Like, a lot of music right now is just people just talking. And then sometimes, and how you create a good song, this is some jewels for you niggas that's trying to rap. How to create a song is to bring up a topic. And as that topic is, and this is just for every nigga I know, y'all rap, but then it don't be the topic of the title. That's what makes your music not good. So if you say 100 or whatever, your title of the song is 100, it gotta be the theme of the song. Like, what is 100 to you? Keeping it real, 100% loyalty, 100% cash, $100 bills, yada, yada, yada. That's what you gotta rap about, but it gotta make sure it fits into that and then send a message. At the same time, you gotta build that message, the reason why, you know, and then boom, boom, boom. So that's some jewels for you niggas that's trying to rap. Like, a couple niggas named some bullshit, and then I was like, how is this title and it doesn't have anything to do with this song? And da-da-da-da. I'm like, I don't know if I can put that on the playlist, but I'm gonna listen to it, give you some plays and shit. But you know, next time we're gonna have to be in the booth together and we're gonna construct this album together. Niggas don't be taking me serious, I'm telling you, man. Some jewels to these niggas, like, hey, listen, I'm dropping jewels for my son home, my kids home. So if I marry a woman, we dropping jewels, and I ain't giving nobody no advice. That's how my family gonna grow. But anyway, y'all better take these jewels and run with it. Because these jewels, psh. But back to the topic, culture vulture, it's never that anymore. There's no such thing as culture vulture. Because Drake bring Migos on. Not only did he bring Migos on, he bring Party Next Door. He brung Party Next Door. He brung us up with shit. For real, if y'all want to keep it 100, since he brung Migos up, the Migos constructed a whole business out of that. Quality Control. Believe it or not, Drake pretty much created that label and not getting no percentages. Run the Migos out, boom, boom, boom. They did a whole tour together, best tour in the world, I promise you. I didn't even go, I watched all the videos, though. All of them, like, everybody I seen. You got a view off of me if you had that concert posted. But, how I see it is the fact that talked about bringing each other on instead of trying to hide the game from everybody. Like, everybody trying to win. We trying to get as much money as we can. So, shit, why even consider a person in our culture vote for the future? He really brought the spotlight to me on Future, but I was listening to Future back when he had Astronaut. And, yeah, I've been a Future fan, but, like, he kind of brought more light into that shit. And then Dirty Sprite 2, oof, that even made this even better. And no cap. And this is what y'all need to understand, what happened in the music world when Drake and Future did that album. First song on the album, Digital Dash. What happened when Digital Dash came out in the music world? Not a lot of y'all know, for real. Because y'all don't pay attention to those things. Y'all just pay attention to the lyrics and what's going on. I pay attention to that. And then what happened with the numbers? Because numbers matter. Because if you ain't got numbers, nobody's about to put you on or even explore you. Some people start off with 100 followers and then make one video and get a million, and boom, 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 they got a million followers. Just like that. But Digital Dash, to summarize that, streaming numbers changed. The factor of the streaming numbers changed. So you make more off of streams. And then you also had different platforms to post them on, and they come together and then come up to an equal number to give you your exact amount of units. So when they did Digital Dash, not only did he bring enlightenment to Apple Music, he also enlightened that just by playing that on that radio station gave them the amount of views on that radio station at the time. Did y'all know? No. Do you know how many people were linked in at the time when that shit dropped on over your radio? Millions. How long did it take for Drake to really get those numbers? You know, it takes time to calculate all those numbers. He probably got a million units that first day. But he didn't drop the whole full mixtape until after the radio station ended, I believe, or the next day, or at 12, which is crazy. You have to literally re-listen to that to listen to the album. It was amazing. He did the dash on you niggas. He did the dash. So when he did that, broke the records, broke the doors. What? Future and a Drake collab album. That's how you construct a collab album. They both had one song that wasn't on with each other, but the rest was with each other. So it was two songs on there where it was just them by themselves. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, now I gotta go listen to that album, but listen, more plays. They did the dash with that, so you can't even really say that Drake is cultural. He is taking over, and he's bigger because he's getting those streaming numbers. So it's those streaming numbers come in handy because it highlights your profile. You probably don't even have to pay a person, or he could have just dropped a surprise album, and then as soon as y'all seen that label, boom, millions. But it's just too much. And then culture vulture, it's no such thing, man. I'm telling you, these old people so stuck in their old ways. They want the hip hop, the hippity hop hop, the hippity bobby bop. I don't even know that shit, but that's the old shit. Where it's just like, what is he saying? Why is he saying that now? I don't know. I listen to a lot of regular music. I listen to a lot of trap music and this, that, and the third. But that's literally when, okay, I'm kind of getting off topic. And this is what y'all don't understand about me. So they just want everything to just be the same, where it's all simple. The beat is just like, instead of like computerized. But technology is a thing too. And I don't even know the genre of that shit for real, but electric music is in, and techno, well, I call it techno because it's like a little, it's computerized. That shit computerized. You know, it's not really, you know, what they want. And I don't know how the Grammys grade theirs, because a few people was like, how was that even the album of the year? Like, you know. But then I listened and paid attention to a few things. Grammy liked that natural sound, just like the older people, but, you know. And then you can always go vote, you know, go to the website, get on the committee, you can vote on your best album. That's another thing that y'all ain't got to worry about. It's not just a room full of people. It's a lot more people if you get involved in that shit. Like, I'm one of those committee people where I vote on albums if I like it. Like, honestly, last year I voted for Travis Scott, best album of the year. And Drake got that shit. Drake got it. He amazing. And not only, that's another thing, not only is he not culture vulture, he's bringing spotlight to people. Travis Scott. You know how many people heard that Sicko Mode? And he got his first number one. He got him a first number one. He got Migos, they first number one. And who else got a number one? I Love McCone, number one with Tuesday. Who else? My God, I can go down the line. Probably got Nicki her first number one, but she probably did some shit on her own. Shit, who knows? But he got a lot of niggas tonight, number one. Imagine if I said every girl got number one because of his verse. How would y'all feel about that? Comment like that. Yeah. His verse was the hardest one. Then we don't listen to nobody else. I bet you if we listen to every girl, I bet you say Nicki's part out of nowhere on some weird shit. And then you say Drake part. Like, what? Like, I don't understand. It's catchy. He got the hooks. Boom. He probably mentored Quavo and gave him, like, yeah, be the hook. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, they bang. They bang. Medusa on my head like I'm a little bit. Not what? And then it's like, you know, a lot of people ain't stepping into the world where, okay, we need to hear different people. It's a bunch of people that we've never heard of. And they came up and now. And that's another thing. He don't even charge for features, apparently. Like, if he feel you and he fuck with you, he gets you and he passed the love over. Like, all right, here go my verse to that cut. From yon, da da da. Like, apparently he got Blueface out. Blueface mentioned that he had a cut with Drake. He probably don't. Will Drake say yes or no? We don't know. We'd love to hear that shit. They can drop that shit. I'll hit him up right now and be like, yo, send me that shit. Let me drop that shit on this podcast. And boom, boom, boom. They'd be like, all right, you grow. You grow. We'll let you listen to it. Play snippets. Man, I'll bang that shit. Bang that shit. I'm probably the only guy in the world who can go to the strip club, holler at the DJ, tell him to change this whole motion up. And that's what I do. I go change the whole motion. I'm going to holler at the DJ, give him my list of what we need to be listening to while I'm here. And then when I leave, you can do whatever. And this is the mood that you can be in. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock, baby. It's 5 o'clock. I just got off of work. I need the attention that I need for the one song or the two songs or the three songs. You want me to tip? I'm going to tip. Private rooms and bottles. I might get a couple shots at the, you know, big slice, you know. Cut them in on anything. But at the end of the day, it's like, you gotta think that if it wasn't for a lot of people in the game trying to collab with people, like, I got a couple of songs that I would fucking rock with if people would collab together. I mean, I definitely want to hear y'all input. And I definitely want to know more if y'all agree or disagree. But here's my top two for a feature. All right. Feature that I need to hear. Oh man, it's a lot that I can. I need another Meek and Drake. Going Bad was cool. I don't even know if this one exists yet. I need a Meek and a Quavo. Yup. They shouting me, needed the baby and Lizzo. I need that collab. Shout out to them at the Made in America. That shit was raw. We needed that for the culture. That was for the culture. I got the baby and the baby, little baby. That shit raw. Raw as fuck. That's one of the collabs that I was thinking of. I was like, what? Get the babies on the plate. It's a baby. What? Both of them doing their thing. And that's another person Drake put on. Little baby. When I said quality control, Drake created quality control. He hopped on every person's song. City Girls. Little did y'all know, City Girls was in Nice for What video. Didn't know that, did y'all? No. Boom, boom, more y'all know. Some dude tried to check me online one time. He was like, Drake always getting these, he said some dumb shit. He was crazy. He said some dumb shit. He was like, he said some shit. I gotta have to go to that post and remember. But I had to tell him, like, nah, these girls that he got on here from Louisiana, that's what it was. He was like, why you don't never get people that's from the state? You always get people from out. So I'm like, nah, every person that was on that was from Louisiana or represented Louisiana or, you know, shit. As far as I believe, it was a few people on there that was from Louisiana. I think the City Girl said they was from there. Wayne, you know, he had an image of Wayne on there. He was doing that shit. He had a lot going on. Drake, yeah. I don't know exactly if it was because they was from Louisiana or what, but he put a lot of people on. And when he put City Girls on there, guess who picked them up? Cardi B. Cardi B, nigga. And I would love to hear Cardi B and Nicki Minaj collaboration. And I'm upset that Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki did a collaboration with Ty Dolla $ign because Trey Songz should have played that hook. I don't know why 50 put him on Power anyway, by the way. But that's something else that needs to be checked into. And then there's one other collaboration that I was thinking about. And City Girls, of course. You got the City Girls. Cardi and Drake single, ASAP. Cardi and Drake will be lit. And Offset and a Drake collab. One of the most underrated rappers right now is Quavo, to be honest. That song he took back at Nicki over the summer. Don't think we forgot about my nigga. My nigga told that ass up. Nicki, do you love me? Yeah. My nigga gone. He took the shot because he was like, you upset about Drake not fucking with you, but you know, you upset for real, da da da. You can't take a shot at them because they're going to take up for who they know. And then Quavo trying to make his producing skills a little bit more better, which I admire that shit. Like, sometimes you gotta cut that ties. Like, you don't even have to say nothing. And Nicki Minaj type that go to the media seem like, man, we need to see more empowerment from Nicki Minaj. We need more empowerment from her because she was one of the ones that really put the light on hip-hop. I didn't know about Lil' Kim until I heard about Nicki Minaj, and I seen two photos that made them reminisce, and I went back. I only knew Lil' Kim because of Biggie Smalls' movie. And then I was like, oh, damn, Lil' Kim, my type. She's a freak. Seen her, boom, boom. I was like, yeah, she been a thing. And now she look like a, you know, overstuffed rubber duck. But I ain't even gonna talk about that. She's still a legend, da-da-da-da. But how I'm seeing it is we need a Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj. And then we need, and this is another person that y'all need to put the spotlight on, Remy Ma. She aggressive, and I don't know if anybody telling her in her camp. Like, I was watching Wildin' Out, and I felt like, damn, she aggressive. Like, she choked Papoose or whatever. Papoose, whatever her nigga name is. Black love, love y'all. Happy for the baby. But my thing is, she was aggressive. It's like, what? Why is she so aggressive? Somebody needs to tell her to take a chill pill. Take a chill pill, boo. Take a chill pill. Relax. Relax. Talk about popping that boo. You know, be a little freak nasty a little bit. Like, fuck all that. Yeah, we know it's raw bitches out here. You one of them raw bitches. One of them raw bitches. And, one more time for collaboration, actually. I was thinking about a Remy and Nikki collab. And Nikki damn near got too richy. She don't touch bases with people no more. And she not showing any weakness. We know a strong woman has weaknesses. Cardi showed her weakness. Her nigga was cheating on that. And I think Cardi's signed with Atlantic Records. And Atlantic Records been trying to take down Nikki forever. I don't know the reasons. I'm not really too deep into it, but I know that they've been trying to take her empire down for a while. And they put Cardi on, and they knew Cardi wasn't going to hold back. Like, they was like, we need you to be up there. And it wasn't even intentionally, or she knew about it. It just was like some back in the closet shit. Because a lot of people know, like, yeah, they trying to take out Nikki. They just looking for their number one spot. That's why they sound a whole bunch of bullshit females. Not saying that they bullshit. It's just that they're not where Nikki is. Or was, and Nikki had the world by the thumb. Now, Cardi, she came with personality. Personality, and like I said, Remy Ma was aggressive. Remy Ma murdered her with cheetahs, nigga, what? And who did some corny shit and went back and was like, nah, tell her she can't use that sample. Who does that? It's a sample. We still gonna find it on the internet. What? Who don't want to cut 10%? That shit was going raw. Remy Ma almost succeeded taking down that empire. And like I said, that woman empowerment, she could have took that shit on the chin. Then I would have felt no frauds a little bit more. But she was being fraud, stopping the bag again. That's her stopping the bag. Nas losing because she not showing that woman empowerment. Yeah, you know, the president or whoever you may know, first lady, she might be one of your favorite artists, but who in the world gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Not everybody knows her, and we from the street, so it's like getting to know the first lady or the president, getting to speak with them is like legendary. But I got a Range Rover. No, you ain't even like that. You just think everybody after you now. So it's not even to that point. I felt like at first you was just because I felt like you was falling off because you became not even too wealthy. You just couldn't relate to the people that was listening to you. Yeah, you lost me. But like they say, and like I say all the time, you grow with your artists. You definitely grow with your artists. And I only say that because as your artist gets better, your life should get better. You should picture your life how they're describing it in the music. And that's how I am. Like, I picture my life and no lie. Like, I'm not trying to say, you know, Drake is the best of all time. To me personally, yes. But to a lot of people, it's like, oh no, that's because you haven't grown with them. But if I take you from one mixtape to the next mixtape to the next one, listen. I'll make you a Drake fan. Everybody I know has turned into a Drake fan. Like, oh, that's Drake. He go all out. So it's the album drop. Listening party, my nigga. I throw listening parties. Yes, I call off on Drake's birthday. It's just like my birthday. I don't work. Actually, I do. I lied. I worked last year. It was crazy. Oh, my God. It's cool. But what I'm saying is the culture vulture. Like, it's a lot of people that was put on. Now you got a name. How many people Nikki put on? Who Nikki put on? Comment. Send me, man, come on now. Show me something. Tell me something. Who Nikki put on that wasn't, he wasn't beat? It's enough money for all these females to get it. And females don't want to be stuck with that white shit. They need some more relatable shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, Nicki can relate back if she go with Cardi and make a raw ass, sick ass track. Motorsports was not nothing to me. That shit was disgusting. That was like Black China's fake porno that she leaked her sucking dick. Terrible, dry, miserable. He looked like he was getting teeth instead of the throat. But I guess. But I guess we need to work on more things and more situations to get everything taken care of. This is the rap game. But y'all won't hear this probably until y'all figure it all out. It's a puzzle. It's very puzzling how the rap game and everything works. Because you never know exactly when or how to come on. You just gotta just push it out there. Hope somebody genuinely is listening and understanding and getting what you got going on. Because I don't get half the shit how people be talking about. That's why this is a pocket on the go podcast. You can listen to this driving to work. You can listen to this walking and stuff. It's just like a conversation we both have. Wish we can have some live shit. I can just call in at this number, head ass, and just, actually, I probably can. I need 2 phones and 1 need charging. Bars. When I die, bury me with the money in the grave. Oof. Bars. Oof. Alright. Y'all have a nice day, night, evening, whatever the fuck y'all doing today. And, you know, comment. Mention some shit. Say something to the nigga. I would read some comments, but I'll just be too busy to read comments, so. Who the fuck is that?